Welcome back, Ken. Proud to have you on board, and also a pleasure for us to welcome in the man who he never gets a day off, BB.
No, he doesn't.
I thought football season was supposed to be from, what, September to, what, January or something
It's
like that?
Full-time job. You know that TI message board?
Right.
That's a full-time job monitoring the intelligent human beings who post on that site.
How big is a coffee pot? I mean, he never sleeps. What, 25 hours a day?
Industrial strength.
8 days a week. He's Rodney Orr, the founder and editor of TitanInsider.com. Rodney, welcome in. How are you?
What's up, fellas? How are you guys doing
today?
Man, you never sleep, do you, Rodney? I mean, these guys, it's 13 months out of the year, is it not for you?
It really is, but let me tell you something. Yeah, I do. I do sleep, man. I make sure I get my rest, Harold. That's part of the process. That's part of the process.
You are a wise man, but here we are, May 23rd in Alabama, in the news today. Let's literally, pardon the bad pun, but kick things off with the latest for Alabama as far as the commitment this morning, Rodney.
Yeah, Will Reichard really wasn't a surprise. We knew it was coming soon. The place kicker out of Hoover, number one place kicker in the country, according to the rating services. And you know, what can you say? I mean, he's got all the tools to come here, and he says change the culture of kicking. he's certainly got confidence too. So that's what you need in a kicker.
Some got him number one, some got him number two, but the difference between this, Rodney, it's not that Alabama doesn't do well on the recruiting trail when it comes to kicking. In the summer, it's just locking them down when they would have to sit here and sign the deal. We saw a couple of years ago with Eddie Venero winds up in Florida. We saw that Ruiz, he wound up out west. But the difference here is this kid is local. He's right down the road from Tuscaloosa. So given that scenario, you got to like the odds of him sticking with his commitment as opposed to the last two guys who had a lot of regard. They just didn't stick with Alabama.
Yeah. You know, and again, the different situations. Venero would have probably come here, but you know, Adam Griffith made the decision to come back for his fifth year. I think that swayed him. And, you know, I'm not really sure on Ruiz. I think that was maybe mutual as well. But regardless, you know, he'll come here. He'll compete with Bulovas, who I thought had an excellent spring, had a really good spring game. But, you know, Will Reichard, you never can tell about kickers. You guys know that. They can be difficult to judge when they get on this level, but he certainly seems to have all the tools, so, you know, be interesting.
Last Wednesday, I asked Rodney Orr to go out on the limb, get the crystal ball out, and make a projection as far as Antonio Alfano out of Colonia, New Jersey, the four-star defensive end. And Rodney Orr did not hesitate and said, I think he's going to Alabama. Once again, Mr. Orr, you've proven to be a prophet.
Well, you know, Brett, that one was kind of seemed pretty, you know, done at that point. But I think that, first of all, they're getting a great player, in my opinion, when you look at him. He's a tremendous athlete, 6'4", 285, legit 4'8", 40, got all the tools. But I think, and I may have said this last week on your show, I think the key with Alfano is, yeah, he's got all the tools, but I think he's got the right mindset. I think he embraces what it takes to play here at Alabama. I think that was a key to getting him, was the fact that he really, really buys in to what Alabama does, how they do it, what it takes to get there. And I think that's what he, you know, is striving to do. He's driven to do it. So he's willing to go through the process. And I think that's very, very important. I mean, you know, when you get these guys in here, the talent isn't always what it's about. It's about whether or not you have the right mindset.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Rodney Orr does. He's the founder and editor of TitanInsider.com. Speaking of getting there, Rodney, it's that time of the year when last year's class is starting to show up. Your thoughts about the guys on the way. Brett and I have just been here talking about one of the guys that really, really has a lot of promise, and that's Ayabi Anoma. Looks like he's on his way to enroll along with Jerome Ford and some others.
Yeah. You know, Harold, it's funny you bring it up. We just posted the story on Anoma. I posted it about 20 minutes ago. It's a good story for those who, your people out there listening, if they want to be a part of Tighter Insider. But you know, just writing that story, as I was writing a little while ago, Harold and Brett, I started getting excited. I mean, a Yavi Anoma, can you imagine a Yavi Anoma and Antonio Alfano on the field when they get here and they get developed? I mean,
how is that to be Eli Gold, right?
Or the late Kenny Stabler.
But listen, think about this, though. These two guys, I mean, they've got so much potential. And what's the point? The point is that people talking about Nick Saban's, you know, slipped a little in recruiting, whatever it is, I don't see it. I'm telling you, this class here is setting up to be really magnificent. But you combine these last, you know, this class with the one last year, a lot of great players. You mentioned some of them coming in. You know, Harold Alt, the ones that didn't, you know, show up, and they only had five early enrollees, so the rest of the group showing up here. Now, there is some question about Joshua Job, the corner out of Cheshire Academy up in Connecticut, who's originally from Miami. He may have to take a summer class to get eligible and show up in August, which is fine. You know, it could be worse. And then Jordan Davis out of Memphis, the pass rushing specialist, had 22 sacks last year, being outside backer. He still has to get a test score, I think, is where he stands now. So he could be a little bit later arriving, but everyone else expected him. The great Jalen Waddle, of course, you guys know I've lauded him forever. So I've kind of put my neck on the line, Brett Beard, for you and Harold when this all, you know, we get to rolling next fall. As a matter of fact, I sat on a TV show, Tiders had a TV last night. They were talking about the punt return turner for next year. I think Waddle could eventually be that guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's that good if he can win Saban's trust.
We have talked about Nick Saban's number one goal is to win the line of scrimmage every game and all of the prospects on both sides. But once again, when Ronnie Orr comes out and says, keep an eye on a certain player that always catches my attention, DeMarvin Leal, L-E-A-L, Converse Judson, Texas, out of San Antonio, who is a Texas A&M commitment for the moment. Rodney Orr says, keep an eye on this young man.
Yeah. Well, I like him a lot. DeMarvin and the Texas pronunciation for you, Brett, and Harold, and all your listeners is Leal.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's the Texas pronunciation there. It's a little bit different. But, you know, he is a dynamic player. Some people think he's right there with Anoma. Alfano is the best defensive lineman in the country. Now, Alfano is not rated the number one guy according to these recruiting services. But you talk to a lot of people who played the game. They said he's as good as anybody in the country on the defensive line right now. So, and they think Leal's right there with him. You know, he is committed to Texas A&M. He's supposed to visit here in June. We will see. Here's the big deal. I would say Alabama would have a good chance to flip a guy like that in the past. Now, with Jimbo Fisher there at Texas A&M right now, they didn't pay him $75 million to lose players to Alabama. And at least for these first couple of years, it you know, depending on how his program goes out there, those Aggies are sticking together, and they're going to make it awfully difficult to get players that Texas A&M wants. But Leal does visit in June, so we'll see what happens.
Ronnie, we've talked about this defensive line class. Could be five or six of the best in the country. Sops here out of Louisiana, to Tua Telly out of Honolulu, cousin to Tua, Jaron Handy out of New Augusta, Mississippi, Nathan Pickering, Byron Young out of Laurel, Mississippi. Just go on and on. Could be an extremely, extremely talented defensive line class at the end.
Yeah, it really could be. And, you know, the one that I really need a pronunciation for is the kid out of Utah, Sia Ika, I think his name is.
Absolutely.
Is that how he pronounces it? I mean, listen, this guy's a 360-pound monster.
Oh, he
that,
is.
Is a dancing bear. He was, what, at the Vegas Elite? I guess whatever they call it out there. Was it the Elite 11? Is that what it is out there?
Yes.
What is
yes.
it, Brett? Yeah. All right.
Yeah, he was MVP
for the defense. Yeah, he was. So, you know, the guy's got a lot of talent, obviously. Now, from what I understand, he wants to get down to about 315, 310, something like that. And man, with his ability, his feet, he could be really special at that size. But he's another guy that Alabama's very strongly in the mix with. So I think Alabama, the bottom line is this. I think Alabama's going to get their guys on the defensive line this year. I think they're also going to get their guys on the offensive line. Won't surprise me if in December and February, you know, those signing periods, by the time it's all said and done, the smoke's clear, that everybody's going to be saying Alabama had the best offensive line class in the country and the best defensive line class in the country. Would not surprise me.
Well, we know this. We're not going to be surprised if you cover it every single day between now and then. Rodney, as always, a great job. Listen, man, thank you so much for your time today, buddy.
Appreciate it, Harold Britt. You guys take care.
You too, bud.
Rodney Orr. Check out Rodney. It's called TighterInsider.com.